Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Iris Bunchift. And we're talking here with Rachel Bakshiev, who is a doctor at Northwell, but she specializes in diet and its effects on arthritis. And just when we went to the break, we were talking in reference to the elimination of flour and dairy as a first step.
Right.
And that's two big steps for somebody. But if you're walking around on knees that are bothering you every day, before you're going to have surgery or do something invasive,
right,
you know, cut out a little bread. I mean, it's not that hard.
Yeah, I did it, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I did it. I felt better. I mean, I don't have arthritis, but, you know, I have other things, and I felt much better on it. Yeah, and then I got pregnant, and I started eating everything, so. I'm off of it now.
Okay, well, that's fine. Take care of the baby first, then you'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, twins, right?
Oh, it's twins. Yeah. Oh, congratulations. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, super.
Yep.
When they do? When do you do?
They're due December 13th, but that's the 40-week mark. So I think they're going to come like December 1st or maybe Thanksgiving-ish, hopefully, knock on wood.
Terrific.
Yeah.
We're going to have to be brought up to date, Iris, on that when that happens, okay?
Yeah, I'll let you know, Iris.
So let's continue on with the I do want to be a little bit more specific with the flour.
Sure.
Because, as I said, from a gluten perspective, like rice. Okay, rice flour.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. So just wheat-based flour.
Wheat-based
flour.
Okay, fine. That's right. You know, there's almond flour.
Right, those things are acceptable.
Coconut flour.
Okay.
Yeah, all those things are fine. And you can use those as substitutes. Definitely.
Okay, perfect.
But then you're really baking it yourself, basically. It's hard to find on the market.
Yeah, no. Actually, you know what? I'm not pushing any place. One of the places that it's easy to find is Trader Joe's.
They
have a very big gluten-free made with all these other flours versus any.
Thank you.
No gluten. No gluten. They have a regular cake. But they'll also have, because my brother has celiacs.
Yep.
So my wife goes there to get gluten-free desserts. So you'll have the chocolate, you'll have this, that, and the other thing in it. But the rice was a rice flour or the cake was made out of rice flour. I mean, one of the other alternatives.
Right. Good substitutes, right?
Yeah.
You also have to mind sugar in this diet.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons is because bacteria thrive on sugar. And so if you have a dysbiotic environment where the bad bacteria outnumber the good, you won't get any better with a high sugar diet, right? So honey or stevia as alternatives are good if you like something in your tea or something like that.
So when you talk sugar, okay.
Stevia is okay?
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh,
yep,
uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
So then
fruit sugar is fine.
Fruit sugar, you know, you have to also, it depends on if you want weight loss or not. So if you're looking for weight loss, then I would eliminate the high sugar fruits like watermelon or grapes or cherries or mangoes, you know, all the berries are much better. So strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries are low in sugar, avocado,
and high in antioxidants.
Yeah, cantaloupe is low in sugar. You can easily look this up online, too, if you forget, you know.
Okay. So we're reducing dairy, we're reducing flour, mm-hmm. wheat flour, and sugar.
We're actually not reducing. We're completely eliminating for 1 month. It's an elimination for 1 month because you have to see if it helps or not, and it's really the only way to tell. So completely no flour, completely no dairy. From any mammal milk.
Right, okay.
And there's...
Just to throw in here something,
yeah.
Haagen-Dazs has the best non-dairy ice cream you'll ever have.
But I'm sure it has plenty of sugar in
it. Of course. You know, the little container is like 3,000 calories, but that's not the point.
Yeah, I'm not saying this diet is any fun or anything like that, but that's why I only say just a month. And I've had patients that have done it, and then, you know, they've lost weight on it and they felt better, so... I'll give you an example. So I have patients that respond really well to steroid, right? So I'll do a back injection on them, like an epidural, right? Because they have stenosis or something narrow in their spine, right? And they respond well, but I can't keep injecting them full of steroid. So I will trial this. It's an alternative. It's harder to do for them, but it's the same thing, essentially. It's an anti-inflammatory approach to their problem. And I've had stunning success, not in all cases, but even my eyes have kind of opened, you know, and jaw dropped because I didn't realize how potentially powerful it could be.
Wow, that's amazing. It really is. And see, the thing is, in this whole concept you're talking about, I never would have thought of as flour, other than a celiac person,
right?
Anything with bones. Just,
right.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, it's, like I said, it's you can think of it as just inflammation. So inflammation will affect bones and joints.
Right. I meant inflammatory, but yeah. I understand what you're saying. The inflammation is for the bone, but it's inflammation we're talking about.
Everywhere. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what, and then there's two more food groups.
Good. I was going. Because there was one I was going to get to. You might be touching on it.
Yeah. There's one food group, soy. So soy, not just in the form of soybeans or tofu or miso or soy milk, but really looking at the labels. So if you buy anything in a bag or a box at the supermarket, it guaranteed, if you look at the ingredients, you can go do this in your kitchen right now. Look at the box and look at the ingredients. It'll have either wheat, soy, or corn in it. And those are three of the most inflammatory foods we can eat, and we eat them all the time. So soy is eliminated, and it's hard, but what I tell my patients is don't buy things in bags or boxes. Just shop around the periphery of the supermarket. Don't go into the aisles and buy fresh, whole food.
Wow, okay.
And then there's one more. The last is corn. So same thing like soy. I don't mean just corn on the cob or corn syrup or even tortilla chips, but labels. And the same thing. You have to look at the labels. So eliminating all corn for the month.
Wow.
These are all of these things, all the grains that Raisa was talking about, are different from what they were thousands of years ago. They have all been modified in some way.
Right.
So the human body somehow or other is not adapting to these modifications that have happened through the years. The human body has not gone along with it. That's why there's so much inflammation out there.
Is that the case, or was it maybe you shouldn't have had the wheat even then?
Well, first of all,
have
probably.
No idea. Yeah. So it doesn't, you know.
No. We do know that it's been changed. So
everything's been changed, but
yes.
We're going to have meat on this diet, and the meat has dramatically changed. It's full of antibiotics.
That's
it didn't exist.
Right.
So
right.
Everything has changed.
Right.
So is inflammation something that could have been, again?
So for the meat, so if, you know, if you're going to do the whole thing, preferably if you do grass-fed beef, you know, instead of wheat-fed beef. So that would be preferable, because you're right. Everything that animal eats, you also now have.
Right.
And organic is expensive, but if possible, you know, try to find something sustainably farmed.
We need to talk about, when you're all through with the negatives, some of the positive things, because otherwise people get very discouraged.
Oh, I'll tell you what
do I
could
eat?
We'll go through a list of what you could eat, right?
Potato chips, pretzels.
Right.
Actually, yeah, go through
things that you could eat.
The most positive things to eat.
Yeah, okay. So in terms of the fish, salmon is wonderful because it's low in mercury. Tuna is very high in mercury, okay? All the smaller fish, like, for example, sardines and things like that, because they're bottom feeders, so they don't eat other fish. So less mercury. That's one. Chicken is wonderful. If you can avoid fatty meats like bacon and sausages and things like that, that would be good. Then moving on from the meat, any and all vegetables. Go crazy with the vegetables. Vegetables becomes your main dish. So you flip it in your brain. Your salad or your vegetable is your main, and your meat is actually your side, which is the size of your palm.
Okay.
So it's a 4-ounce serving. Any and all vegetables. Go totally nuts with the vegetables. Fruit, like we mentioned, if you're aiming for weight loss, try to avoid the high sugar fruits. Okay. Berries are wonderful. Smoothies are wonderful, especially in this hot weather. If you can make something cold and nutritious, that's a great solution.
Can I ask you a question with fruit?
Mm-hmm.
I know dried fruit is much stronger sugar content,
right.
But if you're going to have 10 berries,
right,
could you have five dried berries? I mean, like, I prefer dried fruit than regular fruit. So it's just a matter of comparing the sugars.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. And, you know, you could look at the sugar content and determine, you know, how much sugar have you had that day, and can you afford that? And so, but that's okay. Dried fruit is on the plan. You okay. can have dried fruit. Also, lentils, quinoa. Right? Mm-hmm. You can have rice, but if you're looking for weight loss, try to eliminate the rice or just portion control it.
How about amaranth, which is hard to get, by the way? I happen to like it, but it's hard to get.
Christmas tree shop. Anytime you go there. Big Red or whatever, Big Bob or whatever it's called, you can always get it. I have it all the time.
Oh, you mean Bob's Mills?
Yeah, Bob's Mill.
But it's hard to find. At any rate, is it okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Okay. Yeah, oatmeal is okay also, as long as it's not like the sweetened one, right? You can do steel cut oats or, you know, things like that. Last couple of things, beans are wonderful. Nuts, seeds.
Oh, beans are nuts are particularly important. Each one of them, walnuts, the omega-3s.
Omega-3s, you got it, right.
Especially if you're not a fish eater, you want to get those omega-3s in there.
Yep.
And walnuts is a wonderful, delicious way of getting it.
Exactly. Other foods that we haven't touched on, I think that basically that covers everything in terms of what you can eat. There's a lot of choices out there. You can still do a lot. You can even make desserts that are, you know, in your own home that just don't have regular flour in them.
Right,
you can find substitutes.
Is chocolate as a possibility? You know, the 70% cacao.
Yes. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
If you have like two ounces a day.
Yeah.
What is this?
You can. Yeah, you can also look up. It's really wonderful. Look up black bean brownies. You can make brownies out of black beans and cacao with honey. It's so good.
With honey, you just said.
Yeah, with honey. Yeah, but honey is okay.
Honey's okay, she said.
It's a prebiotic, right? So it feeds the good bacteria.
Honey.
Honey and stevia.
Honey,
we're good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rachel, we're out of time.
Okay.
Oh. It's amazing how fast this slide. This was tremendously informative.
Good.
Honestly, I appreciate it so much. I want to wish you only the best with the two babies coming.
Thanks.
And hopefully you'll be back again and we'll continue this.
Sure. I'll be glad to.
We're going for a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.